You're listening to the Everybody's Hungry segment, part of Tom and Sandy's 805 on KBTA 1590 AM.
The 805. Representing for everyone in the 805. It's all about the 805.
The very best of Ventura County, it's live in the 805. Now, back to your hosts, Tom and Sandy.
Welcome back. We're Tom and Sandy's 805 on KVTA 1590. We bring your 805 to life. Don't forget to check out 805favorites.com. Why is it after this show I go home and I'm hungry?
Well, I think because subliminally, what's that word?
Subliminally.
Thank you. Yeah, see, I got it out. It just sounded like Sandy was talking. That's all. You know, you got hungry. And, you know, I know Jason sent some stuff over we're supposed to have. Did you print it out?
No.
No, either did I. Because Jason is Everybody's Hungry. And is it everybody'shungry.com? Is that what it is?
It is.
I thought Michael was going to be bringing all the stuff. Be honest with you. This is second time in a row he's not been on the show, and I didn't print out the stuff.
Yeah.
Because I thought Sandy and you were going to do it.
Oh, I love the way he puts it on it.
You know,
that's okay. Okay.
Notoriously unprepared.
Yeah, we're completely unprepared.
So who's our guest?
Michael Buckley from the Ventura Meat Company. Now, I know that.
Okay.
And he's standing in for Jason from Everybody's Hungry.
Right.
See, I know that.
Right.
And Everybody's Hungry, of course, is one of those things where a percentage of your meal goes back
to food share.
Food share. Mm. Exactly. And other things that he participates in. So it's all about giving back with Everybody's Hungry.
Very noble.
See, I did good, didn't I?
I think
nothing
so,
in front of me.
I think you pretty much got the gist of it.
I got the gist or just?
Just.
One of the two.
Isn't it the gist of it?
I got the gist of it?
No, it's gist of it. That's like hummus hummus. I mean, you know, it's one word or the other word.
We've got barbecue sauce sitting in front of us,
we
and I want to learn a little bit about it.
It says Earl's gone wild.
Yeah, well, Jason...
Earl's gone wild.
Right.
I met Earl. I don't want him too wild.
No, let's keep it G-rated with Earl.
Yeah, there you go. So what's happening?
Well, Jason asked me to come by and just, now the warm weather's upon us, talk a little bit about grilling, barbecuing... and I brought by some locally made barbecue sauce, and Earl's Gone Wild's made right here in Ventura. Now, little plug, we do sell that in the shop. And the great thing about it is no artificial ingredients. There's no high fructose syrup or anything like that. You can pronounce all the ingredients.
You can.
And, also, you know, 7 grams of sugar per serving. That's pretty respectable with the barbecue sauce, unless you're making it yourself, you know.
So have you tasted the barbecue sauce?
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
And how do you use it?
Well, generally on ribs and things like that.
On a barbecue.
Yeah. Yeah. Ribs, I think it performs best with, but, you know, it's quite versatile. You could use it to marinade. You could use it with some chicken thighs in a Dutch oven or something like that. It's
now,
quite versatile.
I noticed that one of them has a green ring and the other one has a red ring.
Yeah, the red is the spicy. I brought one of the spicy and one of the mild. I figured I'd let you guys figure out which one.
Fight over it.
Yeah,
well, like always. I like when people go, I brought you a beer. Okay, great. I brought you a bottle of wine. Great.
Thank you for that.
And then we're both looking at it the whole time saying, I'm thinking Sandy will forget it's even
so
here.
So I wanted to ask you, right? Tom, if you were going to be doing any barbecuing this summer.
I do barbecuing all the time. I barbecued last night. I'll barbecue tonight.
Well, let me ask you that. Are you going to do any grilling?
Yeah, well,
what's the difference?
Aha.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
There's a
Here
difference.
Here we go.
Okay.
There's a difference between barbecuing and grilling. Barbecuing, you're talking about using a lower temperature, and you're going to cook it for a little longer. It's time and temperature. Think hot dogs and burgers when you're thinking of grilling. You know, you got a nice hot fire.
Right.
Usually you're using direct heat. For barbecuing, think tri-tip. You know, you can't cook.
Indirect.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, you heat it up, I sear it on the outside.
Yeah.
Like if I was to use this on tri-tip, I'd put it on, then I would sear it all the way around and then throw it over the other side.
Absolutely, because if you
there.
Leave it over the fire, you know, the sugar, not that there's a lot of it, it's going to caramelize, it's going to start to burn a little bit. There's a difference between barbecuing and grilling, and I just wanted to kind of cover a few of the basics about how to get the most out of your grill. A lot of people ask me, can I grill this? Or I'm looking for something to grill. Well, there's one variable that's very important with your grill. If you can control the temperature of your grill, you can grill just about anything. You know, if you can't, then you're limited in what you can do. Think steaks, think burgers, think hot dogs, things like that. But, you know, if you can control the temperature of your grill And the scope in which you can control the temperature of the grill, you could do a turkey on your grill. You know, and
really?
That's, yeah, it's all dependent on, you know, the type of grill that you have. Now, obviously, in order to do that, you're going to have to spend some money to get a grill that's capable of doing that. But relatively speaking, it's all about whether or not you can control the temperature of your grill. If the answer is no to that, then keep it to burgers, hot dogs, steaks.
Yeah.
Now, when you cook something like that and you're trying to roast it, how long does it take?
Well, that's dependent on the size. Okay. I feel like tri-tip's probably just going to be the best example here.
Okay.
Everybody
mm-hmm.
in this region is pretty familiar with tri-tips. So about 45 minutes at least. You know,
okay.
you don't want to rush it. And again, we got to keep the temperature low on that grill. If it's getting too hot, you got to have an indirect.
Yeah,
well.
I'm doing indirect at about 3 1/4,
yeah.
usually on a tri-tip. And depending on the size of the tri-tip, it'll go 45 minutes to an hour and 15 minutes.
Absolutely.
It really does.
Yeah.
You know what you can cook very quick? It's a great meal. It's pork tenderloins.
Absolutely.
You can get them at any market. They got mm-hmm. them the Farmer John pork tenderloins.
Absolutely.
There's Farmer John again.
I think
but,
the Ventura Meat Company sells
and
them.
And the Ventura Meat Company, of course, sells them, and I'm sure they're at a higher quality. There.
Oh, yeah.
But the you just put them on, you marinate them however you want to do it, and there's great marinades. I just used one the other day with that, and it was, I used the jelly or the jam that we got at Christmas from Lisa McKinnon.
Oh, okay.
And I put it on there with some balsamic vinegar, salt and pepper, and then, seared it, put it over, and, you know, they only take about a half an hour.
Oh, yeah.
And they cook very quickly.
Sure.
So you got to be careful because you don't want to overcook them. You still want it a little pink on the inside.
Absolutely right.
And then let it rest. Cover it and let it sit for about 15 minutes.
Patience.
Don't cut it. Don't do anything with it. Just let it sit, and those juices will just marinate there. And it is absolutely an easy meal to make and delicious.
Yep. And you can go with any flavor profile. People ask a lot of times, what should I put on this? Well, if the cut of meat's good enough, what do you want it to taste like? You know, you could go with a million different flavor profiles.
Right.
Yeah, this segment is so interesting. I could ask a million questions. Yeah. But real quick, what meats do you have at the Ventura Meat Company right now?
Being the weekend, you know, I really try to steer things toward barbecuing and grilling. So you can find plenty of ground beef for burgers. Nobody makes better ground beef than we do. A host of different steaks. I mean, I think you guys have had the bison ribeye before.
Oh, my gosh.
It's the best steak
I've ever had in my life.
Yeah.
I will say, I am a steak eater.
Yeah.
I've been to all the restaurants, all that.
Yeah.
That steak.
Yeah.
Melted in my mouth,
and
the flavor that came off of that steak was unlike any steak I've ever had.
It's like butter, and that word gets thrown around a little bit, but it's
butter. It is like butter.
But the taste is just, there's something different about the taste. It is that good.
Yeah, so if you're looking to do steaks or burgers or something like that, and of course there's always chicken. You can roast a chicken on a grill. We have plenty of chicken and pork chops, pork ribs. So if you're looking to do a little barbecuing, I think we can accommodate.
Okay, cool. And what's your address?
2650 East Main Street, and the best landmark, the 99 cent store.
Oh,
right across the street.
Oh, you're right across the street from that.
Absolutely.
Now, I know you got a couple giveaways, but we're going to go right to Jim here real quick. We're going to do the giveaways at the end of this break. So
Brilliant.
I want everybody to pay attention because he's got a couple of nice giveaways going there.
Okay, then stay with us.
Yeah, so stay with us here. And I think we're about ready for, some winners?
We've got winners.
You've been listening to the Everybody's Hungry segment on Tom and Sandy's 805. Follow us at everybodyshungry.org on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Google+.